in Northwest. I'm in Brampton, Toronto.
Oh, you are in Brampton. I've been to Toronto.
Oh,
So,
cool.
yeah. I was in Markham.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Just north of the central part of Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah. I think my cousin sister lives in Brampton. Yeah.
Awesome. Imagine that.
So,
So you're familiar with where I am.
yeah, absolutely. I will talk once we will finish recording, then I'll talk more about what
Sure.
my background is and everything. So you might be thinking, oh my God, this is pretty familiar. Pretty familiar.
That's okay. Where are you?
Look, I'm in West Midlands, Birmingham.
Ah, okay, right on. I thought you were in the UK.
Yes,
Oh, it's all
UK,
good.
yeah.
It's all good. I have lots of cohorts in the UK, so it's
Oh,
good.
fantastic, fantastic. More the merrier. Okay, let's
That's right.
begin.
Yep.
Welcome to Chai with Sam Dosa. I'm your host, Sam Dosa, live from Birmingham, UK. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are and wherever you're listening to us. You are most welcome to my podcast, Chai with Sam Dosa. It's been in session since 2020 June, and I am very privileged and to say that we are already delivered 61 episodes, and it's available on Spotify, iTunes, and other platforms. So please check it out, because what you're going to learn, what you're going to hear on my podcast is most about heart-centered communication or conversation with my guests who are come from all over the world, from different diversity, from different backgrounds, sharing some amazing nuggets. So make sure that you tune in and join. Today is another exceptional person with me. And guess what? He's awake 5 o'clock in his time zone. See, that's the called dedication, isn't it? So let me introduce my guest today. His name is Dean Brown. Now, what I can say, he's located in Toronto, Canada. The specific is in Brampton. So if you are in if you're Canadian and if you're looking for somebody to help you goal settings, personal awareness, a lot of reality coaching. So Dean is your person to work with. What he has been doing in his journey, people break through limiting beliefs, get free from the old stories that their ego has been ruling their lives with, so they can learn why they do what they do and how to change it for better. Now, he has actually been a great, he was part of a great dad's group, which has about 3,000 members in that, and he's actually a suicide prevention mentor. And I think that's what we needed at this moment in time, what's going on with present. I will share a statistic which I received yesterday from one of my another colleague regards to USA. And it was very, very upsetting to hear that every 40 seconds somebody is taking their life in the world. It's not only USA, it's around the globe. So, Dean, welcome to my podcast, Chai with Sam Dosa.
Happy to be here, Sam. Good morning. And I'm happy to be awake and wide-eyed.
Good morning. Good morning to you. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. So, Dean, tell us who Dean Brown is and what is his purpose in this transient world?
So, Sam, when I do interviews with other people like you are doing with me, which is one of the things I also do to further my abilities, is I find that people are reluctant to go deep, but I like going deep because that's where the truth is. So Sam, I come from a small town, Northern Ontario. There was I was raised by a World War II fighter pilot, so and he was a tough man. So he beat into me some stuff that he felt would be the best for me. Just to give you a quick example, when I was about 11 years old, I came home from school one day. I had been in a fight with three native boys, and they beat me up. And I went home crying to my dad. Dad, I just got beat up by three native boys. And my dad actually beat me because there was only three. So I was taught at an early age to be a man, the traditional man, don't show any emotion, be tough, no crying allowed, all that sort of stuff. My dad thought it would serve me. And this is the pattern that we're in these days. This is where, we're being taught those things by our parents, by society, by school, get a job, go to school, all those things that, are supposed to make a difference for you, to make you be who you need to be. But it wasn't for me. And as I went through life, I was able to succeed at everything, but I was never happy. I was always at that place where it wasn't right for me. And it was driving me to a place that, well, ultimately speaking, it led me to try suicide twice before I was able to realize that, wait a second, I have to change who I am. And today I am doing that so wonderfully. It has made such a huge difference in everything that I do. It has given me a clarity. It has given me a purpose. It has given me peace, joy, and happiness. It's allowed me to be at a place and in a place where I'm able to help other people come to that. And so, as you mentioned, I'm a suicide prevention mentor in a large Facebook men's group. There's actually 50,000 members. So it's a big group and there's a lot of men. And I never know when I'm going to get contacted. And they're always at that place where they're just like that. And it gives me courage to know that the universe has put me in a place where I can help these men. And I've never thanked the Lord or whatever, you know, whatever you call it. I call it the universe, the quantum soup, the quantum field, that no one's actually been beyond my help and actually done anything that can't be reversed. And you know, I've had the joy of seeing a man reverse that mental thought and actually embrace his new baby that hasn't been there yet, because he was all stressed out about his job, his business, his upcoming baby, and he didn't know what to do. He didn't know how to handle it. And it's so encouraging and so empowering to know that I went through it first, and I'm in a place where I can help other people not finish it and actually go on and live their lives with purpose and happiness. This is what I do now. I am a holistic life coach. I use a high performance coaching program and spiritual awareness, reality, being, you know, just being in that place where you are able to learn why you do what you do and how to change it for the better.
Amazing, amazing, amazing. So let me give you this statement and see what your thoughts are on this, because this statement is always I use in my public speaking, in my presentations, and a lot of things when I talk to people. I says, we are born to win, conditioned to fail. What is your thought on that?
I like that. That is very, very apt. It's completely true. Conditioned to fail. People don't understand that every lesson, every obstacle, every challenge is not supposed to teach you to fail. It's supposed to teach you to win. It's supposed to give you that opportunity to realize that this is the next level for me. This is how I become the better me. And a lot of people don't understand that. They can't grasp that. It's like, oh no, this has happened to me and I'm struggling and I don't like it and I hate it. And you know, what am I going to do? But the reality is you need to flip that coin. You need to be in a place where you can be aware that that's just your next step. We're on a journey, Sam. And the whole beautiful thing is that the next step is crucial in order to finish that journey, right? We're not going to get to where we're going if we don't take that next step. And that next step has to be around that obstacle, or through that challenge, through that fear, whatever it is that's been created in your mind, in your life by that obstacle. That is what you're meant to master. And that's what mastery will lead you to being your better self, your ultimate self. So that's how I would respond to that, Sam.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful how you have relayed your message on this one. And one thing which I connect with this one is that, yes, we are indeed on a greatest journey of our life. And once you understand that you are on this beautiful journey to enjoy every moment you've been presented, instead of thinking of your past or your future, start to living in the present, that you will see the beauty around you. You will be completely blown away to see that beauty was always there for you, mm-hmm. what you asked for. Because mm-hmm. we are so colluded in this world of uncertainty, with whether it's the COVID-19 or whether it's a job loss or whether it's anything in our life. Because we never been given this opportunity to be who we want to be, that's why we became of somebody else. We are following somebody else's plans. We do not have our own plans. Absolutely. And that's where the problem lies. And I said one or another thing in my journey is that, you know, the word challenges, I says, if you use the word challenges, will always stand in your life, as or everything you see will become a challenge. Why don't you just change it to adventures? You know, what you've been through, well, the adventure of your life. I've been through 17 years of a marriage which broke down after 17 years. And yeah, it was hurtful to see my children leave me and start living with their mother. But that was a journey for me as well. And now my relationship with my children is more stronger because they are, my older daughter is 20. She's doing a second year in medical school. And I got a set of twins. They are 16 years old. And you know, I went through that adventure, and I use this word adventure a lot of time in all my segments and everything. I said to people, you know, start looking at life as an adventure. If you are going on an adventure and if your car broke down, one thing or sure, you're going to think about it, well, let's start walking. Let's start on the foot. Let's have a hike. I will call the relay service to come and fix the car while we are waiting. Let's do something else. Have an adventure. If you're thinking, oh, again, oh, my car broke down and I'm getting stressed and I need to be here, I need to call that person. And with all that raft, you completely forgotten what is your existence. What is your existence? As we said, Dean, because we are talking quite deep over here, this conversation might not be understood by a lot of people because the vibration is completely different, because we are talking quite deeper sense, because we've been through our journey, which you have gone through. The society has made us to become a man. Don't show your emotions in front of anybody. Right. And it's become a norm. And if you look at, there's another area of women looking for a partner in their life. They're looking for somebody stronger. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do not look for a person who is emotionally not balanced in terms of his life. And if the person is emotionally imbalanced and he's very emotionally and very lovey-dovey or very, what I call it, a person who is very looking after his woman, woman thinks, oh, no, that's not a lifestyle I need. I need somebody to be a macho. I need somebody to be fight for me or something like that. And that's where they find it difficult to find. And the person who become a very macho person come into their life, yeah, give them some sort of a lift for the beginning. But when the reality hits, they go down into a very spiral. And so I am attracting the same person which my mother attracted.
That's right.
Or my sister attracted. I'm attracting the same person. And that's where people are not realizing that their life is full of surprises.
Mm.
Every surprise comes with a very beautiful things, if you imagine. Or whatever is in your mind, it will actually contemplate and it will show you that what you've been thinking of, I'm presenting it to you.
That's right.
You ask for it. There you go.
We manifest whether we realize it or not, because that's the way the law of attraction works. Everybody works with the law of attraction and everybody manifests what they want. They just don't realize it. And they don't realize they can change it if they're not happy with it. Because where you are now is where you want to be. You've made the choices to be. You've made for decades, for all these moments, all these eternal nows, your thoughts, the feelings that you have about those thoughts, the words that you say about those feelings, and the actions you take because of those words is how we manifest. And it doesn't matter. As long, like, for example, many, many people get caught up in the fear or a psychosis where they can't realize that they're creating something they don't want because of that fear, because of that psychosis. They're in a place where they just keep dwelling on it. They keep, and it becomes an obsession. And that's this, I can't, I won't, I shouldn't, I didn't. And next thing you know, they're just getting more of it. It's like the guy that doesn't like to be caught late every day, and yet that's all he thinks about. So what's he going to get the next day? He's going to be late again. So, right? And I hate traffic. The traffic is the worst thing that I ever have to put up with. And what do you get the next day? You get more of that traffic. So, and it's a powerful thing when you become aware. Because, Sam, we're born with two things, my friend. We're born with awareness and choice, right? And when we become aware, then we realize we can make a different choice. And it's powerful because I was in that place that you mentioned where provide the macho, be that guy that's good in a fight. And hey, if there was anybody that was good in a fight, it's me. After what my dad did to me, I was a monster when it came to being in a fight. And I would always give the person the option of which hospital they wanted to wake up in before we tangled, right? Because I knew, dude, you better go get some help. There's only three of you, right? So, and this was beat into me by the society that raised me, my father, school system, right? The schoolyard fights, all these different things. And of course, in my first marriage, I'm very, very similar to you, Sam. I ended up 20 years in a marriage that just didn't work for me. And that's where part of my part of the thing that led me to try to take my life. And the universe saved me with one person each time, just one person.
Wow.
That's all it was. The first person I didn't know, and they tried to help me and I refused, and they called 911. And then of course there was no avoiding that. And the second time I thought, okay, I'm better. I can do this, which was always my mindset. And I said to myself, now I'm going to go somewhere where no one can stop me. But the catch was I had kids to say goodbye to. I couldn't do it without saying goodbye. I didn't want to do that to their mentality. And one kid wasn't available for me to say goodbye to.
Wow.
So I didn't go. And after I came to that awareness that the universe was saying, no boy, you got something to do. You got some people to help. You got a purpose. You have a message. That's when all the journey, the adventures really, really began, because that's when I started to be one with it. And that's when I started to not block it and to suppress it and to not feel those emotions. And what an experience when I started to feel those emotions, Sam. I was like, oh, wow, I'm crying. I'm actually crying. And right. And I let myself cry. And I became familiar with crying, because part of life is being able to cry.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be sadness all the time. I mean, there's nothing wrong with crying in joy.
Absolutely.
So full of joy that I'm crying. And of course, as a man in relation to men, I say my eyes are sweating. You've made my eyes sweat.
Oh, I've got something in my eyes.
Right? Right. So that's, we get into that pattern and we don't even realize we're in the pattern. And it's all about breaking that pattern because of your own awareness of who you are. And when you get into that, meditation is one of the biggest things for me. You know, the stretching of yoga, getting my body in its greatest place. I'm almost 60. So am I in a place where I have a 20-year-old body? Not anymore. But it doesn't matter. It just matters that I'm focused with a purpose that has joy and happiness in the moment. Because so many people say to themselves, and everyone around them, I'll be happy when, right? And this is one of those where I'm going to take the happiness, I'm going to take it out of me, and I'm going to put it over here. And when I achieve such and such, I'll reclaim that happiness. It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely. It doesn't work that way, because happiness is an inner job. It cultivates inside you. And
absolutely.
It comes from inside out, not outside in. You can't bring happiness from outside, buying a yacht or buying a big mansion or buying a Ferrari or a Lamborghini or whatever. It will give you a happiness for a short time, because you are going to be in the society where everyone will look at you and say, wow, Sam, you got a Lamborghini. Wow, man, we are so envious of you. I can't afford it, but you got to afford it. Yeah? And you don't know whether how I managed to buy that car, or it's just on a hiring basis for daily, which I'm paying about my arm and a leg just to be in front of a lot of people to see me as a successful man.
That's right.
Because this is all lying. This is all being unauthentic about yourself, because you just wanted to be appreciated in the market or appreciated in the community, where people look at you and say, oh yeah, this guy is driving a Bentley, or he must be a very loaded person. You know, I've seen a lot of people in my life. I've seen a lot of people who show up a lot of things. When we found out, they were completely living on high purchases to show off people, just to show off.
Probably living on drugs and stuff and things that are just, you know, hiding all of the truth about themselves.
Because they just want to show the people that this is the facade they wear, the mask. They put on the mask to show people that this is who we are. But reality is, they haven't got to anything in their life.
No.
Besides sadness, because that's what they are prevailing at the moment. And you know, when we talk about this whole scenario, when we talk about awareness, you know, the biggest part comes is here is emotional intelligence. And as you know, awareness is the first pillar of emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Because in intelligence, we always talk about IQ. Oh, what is your IQ, Dean? What is your IQ, the boy? What is your IQ? I haven't got a clue about the IQ. Yeah, I'm a scientist. I have a greatest IQ. I said, what about your EQ? What the heck are you talking about EQ? I haven't got a clue. Yeah, your relationship, when the people who is in that sort of, I know this one lady, she is a master's, she got a PhD, she is a biomedical, she's a scientist. His IQ is very high, yes.
Yeah.
Her EQ is there, she does not in any relationship with anybody.
That's
she
right.
have a
That's
very right. small relationship episode with people. Because
something that's super powerful, Sam, just so if you don't mind me interrupting, just for a
yeah,
second.
Yes, please go ahead.
Is that an EQ is our emotional quotient, as you're saying. And if you don't have it, you've chosen to be separate from yourself. And that makes you separate from everybody else. You can't relate to anybody else because you're not even at one with yourself. And that is something that people don't understand. We have to have that connection. And well, of course, you can connect with other people, but you'll connect with other people that are in the same state as you, right? And there won't be any real connection. There won't be any real purpose. There will be no flow. The law of attraction, the vibrational awareness, all these things, like when you walk into a room and you say, oh man, I can feel the vibe in that room. That room was full of people that were all in the same vibrational frequency. And it brought up the power so that you could feel it. Right?
Right.
And if you walk into that room, you'll either become one with it or be repelled by it, depending on how your EQ, as you mentioned, your emotional quotient is set. Is it set to be receptive? Are you able to receive those vibrational awarenesses? Or are you set mentally and spiritually and vibrationally to repel it? Right? Super powerful. And so many people, they can recognize it in really extreme circumstances, but they're not in a place where they can be aware of it and make the choice of doing something with it that improves themselves. They'll either be frightened by it or they'll be entertained by it, but they won't use it to embellish and improve their lives. And that's,
you know, the ironic thing is that a scientist called Candice Pratt actually did a great study on emotions. Her book is called Molecules of Emotions.
Okay.
It's available on Amazon. And it's an amazing book. I'm reading that book. And she says, you know what? I did a study and she's been in, she as a scientist, everybody look at them as, oh yeah, go-to person. And they will talk about the research and everything. But she went into more deeper sense of it. And what she's saying that on our emotion, there is a receptor. When you say receptors, so it triggers me to tell you this, that there is a receptor to receive that emotion, to absorb into that chemical, to receive or repel, as you said. And our emotions received us and it started to mix with the chemical and says, oh, this is a good feeling factor. I will absorb it. I want to become into that state of mind where I will become self-aware. And not going to inject anything else coming from outside. I just want to keep that state because I'm finding it so soothing. I'm
yes.
finding it so connected to me. So I want to stay in that. And then the pillar of as self-awareness is, okay, mindfulness is very important.
And
I said to a lot of people, you know, you just need 10 minutes a day. 10 minutes a day. How many hours do we have? 24 hours? How many minutes do you have? How many seconds? So I calculated everything. It comes to about 234,000 or 248,000 seconds a day.
Right.
And you can't take out 10 minutes. And now it's not about mindfulness. It's just to become, sit in one corner and being mindful about it. Mindfulness is about for everything.
Yes.
You are walking to be mindful. You are talking to be mindful. You are eating to be mindful. You are drinking to be mindful. Yeah. These are all things. And as we said, you know, there is. I would just disconnect from this to go to somewhere else right now. It's about, you know, when say emotions, emotions has to be articulated, not suppressed.
That's right.
If you are suppressing it, what you're creating a problem in your body.
Yes.
And that becomes a chronic fatigue. That become a disease in your body.
Cancer even, yeah.
Yeah, cancer, absolutely. And that's why a lot of men die quicker than women die, because men do not articulate, as we said, to, oh, well, we are fixers. We are the people who are going to share, we are going to breadwinners. We're going to do this. You just do what we are told to do. And this is how we communicate with people. And yeah. When you are emotionally connected to your soul and to your body and everything, and then you say, you know what, I said to a lot of people and in my previous life, you know what, I'm number one. If I'm going to be healthy, if I'm going to be mentally healthy, physically and emotionally healthy, I'm going to support everybody in my journey. If I'm completely wrecked in two areas of my life, I'm not going to be available, not emotionally and not physically. Okay. Yeah, mentally I will be there because I need to make sure that the food is there, make sure that the utility bills are being paid, make sure that the car is being serviced, make sure that the mortgage has been paid. Yeah,
that's right.
That's fine. Right. Physically, emotionally, I might be with somebody else outside.
Or not at all. So suppressed that you're not even viable. You've completely suppressed yourself. You're not even real.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you mentioned earlier about how people, get that Lamborghini or that big house. This is in a place where, you know, people are responding to the external, to what other people think they should be. And you'll never be at peace with yourself if you're living the life that other people are defining for you. Now, as a business person, as an entrepreneur, a lot of people that I help are always trying to say, I can't do what you do, or I can't do what he does. And the whole thing is, you're not supposed to. That's not the idea. When you build a business, when you start a business, when you help other people do that, the whole idea is to be unique, be yourself, embellish that, build that up, connect with that, and help other people connect with that part of themselves. Don't teach them to be you. And don't even mention, like, so in a lot of cases, if people say, what do you have? What do you do? How much do you make? This, all this sort of stuff. And I just did a session on that a little while ago, because I go live on Facebook 3 times a week. And my whole philosophy is not to tell people that, because now right away, their whole mind is like compared to Dean or compared to Sam. Okay, I got to do that. I got to be that. No, you need to be you. You need to build up your purpose, yourself, your reason. Without doing that, you're going to get to that place where all men are now, or not all men, but many men are now. And this is our purpose, Sam, is to help people break through that, to transform themselves from that. Because that path that has you being unique, being yourself, means that you're connected to you, who you are, what your purpose is. You're aware of why you were saved from that attempt at suicide, or you were kept away from the thoughts of suicide, or, you know, given the ability to see through that fear or that trauma, or, you know, that circumstance where you're judging that other person so much that you can't even think about who you are, because you're thinking about who that person is so much. And this is where people get blocked. This is where people miss the train. The boat's gone, man. You're not going to get on it if you do that. And where's your journey then, right? You've missed the boat. And the whole point is that you can create another boat. You can just be aware, make the choice, and grow from there. And a lot of people find themselves in a place where they don't even know where to start, because the external world has taught them that you have to do this, you have to be that, you can't do such and such, right? And if they're locked right in a box, and they can't be in a place where they can break through that box, because they never were told they can. And the whole craziness is, it's they're living their lives by what they were told, not what they're aware of.
They are following somebody else's plan, because we have been told from the childhood that you need to work for somebody. You always have to work for somebody. You need to go to work. You're going to go to work. I'm trying to change the mindset in my children. I said, listen, it's not supposed to be like that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have your own business as well. You can help, because they've seen me always working, and then expecting that dad has supposed to go to work or place of work that we will feel that he's got a job.
Right.
And I'm trying to shift the mindset of a lot of people, and it's not about the job. Job is what? Yeah, is one that thing which is still not secure. Anytime it goes, correct?
That's right. Nothing but limitations. Limitations only.
Yeah, absolutely. So you open up yourself to the new opportunities, no adventures. But because we are being conditioned again to the same thing, I saw my dad work all his life for somebody else. He started a business which failed because he was not in that mindset of being running a business. Because he says, well, business takes time because it's a baby. You need to nourish the baby. You need to feed the baby. You need to go through with the ups and downs in your business journey. You can't just say, okay, I'm going to start a business and tomorrow is going to be number one. It doesn't work like that. People That's need right. to know you. People need to trust you. People need to believe in you that exactly. you believe what you're doing.
Exactly. So,
and this is what is happening. A lot of people are fear of doing something, and people want somebody to hold their hand. Oh yeah, there are a lot of what you call it cowboys available in the market who yeah. want to say, "I'm going to hold your hand. You just pay me $5,000. I'm going to hold your hand. Hold my hand, and I will show you the path to success in your business. Come to my seminar. Come to my seminar, and I will offer you this, and it will transform you to the next level." But if you're not ready, yeah, some if even though you let's support example, I hold somebody's hand and say, okay, let's take me. But you are thinking, oh, it's going to be a quick job for me and I get started with a lot of things and money is going to flourish. I've been through my own journey as well, and I was starting thinking, oh yeah, I'm going to invest $5,000 here and that person is going to share the secret with me and I'm going to be starting that secret and I'm going to start making so much money and my rainy days will be over. What happened? I lost my $5,000 and I was not very enthusiastic about it. And I just lost it. I just say, yeah, one of those things going to happen. But that's what a lot of people are doing. They want a quick fix. And there isn't a quick fix.
The irony, Sam, is the beautiful irony is that people think when they hand that money over to the person and they're given that, you know, okay, here's the technique. Here's the path. Here's the formula. But they've already handed their mindset over as well, and they're not in the place where they realize that yes, you might have the recipe, you might have the formula, but you've got to do the work, you've got to get in there, you've got to change who you are, what you know, how you do what you do, in order for that to actually have that success. And it doesn't, like you mentioned, Sam, it does not happen overnight. There is no such thing as success overnight. Even people that win the lottery, that's not success. That's their next adventure, because now you've got a whole new circumstance that you're not mentally prepared for, because it's very, very likely a complete shift from what you had previously. Now you have to learn how to embrace that and live it, right? And the amazing thing is that when you are, if let's just say you choose to enroll, and which I have many times, something that will help me learn how to be a better person, a better coach, a business coach. How to start a business, how to build a business, how to scale a business, how to make multiple streams of income. All these people have done it before. That doesn't mean that you can do it unless you do the work. And the beautiful thing is that when you mentioned how hold the hand. Now, when a lot of people think, okay, he's holding my hand or she's holding my hand or they are holding my hand, that's not the answer. That, because now your mind is thinking that person's going to do it for me. I just have to sit back and wait and it'll come. That's not it. You don't learn, you don't change, you don't improve, you don't attract people, you don't embrace value, and you end up in the same place after when it's all over. You're thinking, well, my money's gone and nothing happened. Well, yeah, right? And this is exactly what you started the moment you had that mindset. And to speak about mindset, if you don't mind for a second, Sam, when our mindset is the thing that drives us, when we are in that place of either letting the other thing define us, that's the external. But like you mentioned earlier, it has to come from the inside. We have to build ourselves up from the inside. We have to be aware of who we are and why we are, right? We're here. We're spiritual beings having a physical journey. And that whole journey is all about the contrast, understanding the difference, having the experience, being aware of what you have to do next in order to be next. because you're, if you don't learn how to do that, you're never going to get to that next level. You're never going to be that next better you. And it's so powerful when people realize it. And it's so tragic when they don't, because 20 years can go by and you're still at that place where you worked your butt off. And wait a second, I'm just worse off. I'm no better off than I was 20 years ago. And that's when you come to that place, it's like, oh no, that's when all those negative thoughts. And that's when you think, oh no, that, you know, I can't do it now. I thought I could for 20 years. I got up. I never missed a day at work. I worked extra hours, right? I ran three departments, all these different things. And yet, wait a second, was there any, did you teach anybody else how to do that? Did you have any joy? What did you teach your family? What did you teach your children? Right. So to kind of segue from that, my dad was a businessman, but he was a terrible, terrible teacher. And so in his efforts to teach me how to be a businessman, he taught me how to avoid wanting to be a businessman because of his teaching technique, because he was so rough and so inflexible and so willing to beat me physically if I didn't do it exactly his way. Right. So, and I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm not him. I can't be him. So I don't want to do that. And when I broke through that, it made me cry. It really did, because it was so powerful. It was such a, I could feel the snap. It was like, oh, wow. Thanks, Dad. The relief was amazing, because now all me has started to flow. Everything about me and who I am and my purpose and my joy and who I can help is the thing that came out of that. And when you realize that you can help people and you start to actually help people, there's some joy in that. There's some, because what are you doing? You're helping other people have joy. And there's nothing more happiness creating than watching other people embrace their own happiness, to see like, wow, dude, do you see what you just did there? Do you see, look at the success you're having. And then they'll say, oh, thank you so much. No, no, no. Look in the mirror. That's who did it. It wasn't me. It was you. And that when you can get someone to see that, that's when they start learning how to help other people. And many of the clients that I have come to that place where I want to be a coach too. I love what you've done for me. I want to coach too. And I never realized that before. They'd say, how do I do it? And they're open. Now they've opened up their heart. They've opened up their spirit. They've opened up their soul. And they're ready to change, and they're ready to help other people change. And that is so powerful. This is what we need today, Sam. Today, we need to help people change because they're stuck. They're in a place where they can't even see that they're stuck. And for you and I to work out into this, go out in this world with happiness and joy. Look at that beautiful smile on your face, Sam, right? We are in a place where we can make such a difference and create such happiness, allow other people to create such happiness with a connection that is going to make that happiness last, because it comes from the inside. They've shunned that outside lie, those falsities, those things that do not serve them to their greater purpose. And this gives us such a boost, such, like, it's why I woke up at 4:30 this morning to be with you, right?
Beautiful.
Right?
Absolutely, because that time when you woke up, that is the time is defined as the divine time. When you wake up at that time, in Christianity, in Judaism, in Buddhism, in Sikhism, in Hinduism, these all Buddhism, all the religions says the early timing in the morning. When you wake up from 3 to 6, this time is a very precious time, and that's the time when you will find a beauty sleep. And if you cut that beauty sleep and you wake up and you sit in meditation or mindfulness exercise, you will create a different vibration for yourself, uplifting your vibration, and you're connecting to the universe, the light of Mother Earth and the universal light together intertwining in you, which becomes a very strong connection. And you started to see life is completely different. When you see something comes to you, whether it's a good or bad, you say, oh, thank you very much.
Yes, grateful.
Grateful about it, being gratitude about it. And when you said, when you were earlier mentioning about you know, how we see things, it's our own choice.
Yes,
it's our own choice.
Absolutely.
I've been through this journey of, yesterday I was sitting with my daughter and they were doing this 35 question questionnaire about to define a number, that how you define yourself. And there was questions like, oh, if you don't like something, are you going to tell people to do it? Are you going to force them to do it? And in my understanding, I've been through that journey of understanding what life is all about. And because they are very young, they are only 20 and 16, they were fighting against those things. Oh, no, I'm going to tell those people to do this thing the way I like people to do it. I said, no, to let them choose whatever they like. I completely disagree with that question. And my daughter said, oh, because you said disagree with so many questions, you got a very low score. You only got 18.5 and I got 30 point something. And I said, well, I'm mature than you, darling. I'm your dad. So I've seen the world. I know. Repelling people who stand in front of me and says, oh, you do this. All right. Don't worry. You think that you can push me down? It's not that I'm naive to take your orders. I'm not naive. I'm just looking at you and says, you still got a long journey to attend where you want to go, mate. Don't worry about me. I'm on a completely different vibration. And that's where people started to compete in the businesses. And my question to them is, why are you competing with other person? Oh, yeah, you are a coach. I'm a coach. Or mindset coach. I'm a mindset coach. Or life coach. I'm a life coach. A business coach. I'm a business coach. But our way of delivery is completely different. I came from a completely different experiences in my life and my journey. You came from a completely different experience. The way you're going to talk to people is going to be completely, greatly describe how you've been through with journey, and you Absolutely. Use your story and everything, and I use my story. And then people will look at us, both of us, and say, yeah, they are both different.
That's right.
And we don't want to fight. We do not know why. We need to collaborate. We need to start collaborating with a lot of people and say, listen, you are an expert in your area. I'm an expert in my area. Why don't we just marry together and create something better for everybody else? Instead of creating a competition, I'm better than you. I'm better than you because I got so many certifications and I got ICF and I got this and I got that. I said, that's perfectly fine. And I say, okay, you want me to show me my certification? I'll show my certification. But it's not a competition, I said to a lot of people. And people will get afraid or fear about it to talk to Sam or talk to Dean or talk to people and say, oh, no. Him, that my person might be this. But we can't coach everybody.
We can't coach everybody. And one of the things I like to do, Sam, is when, as a coach, I have skills. As a coach, you have skill. But what I tell people all the time is, we may not resonate. You may not think that we can get along. That's okay. But let me help you find the problem that you have so I can help you find the person that you need. I don't need you to be my client. But my purpose in this world is to help you realize that you need help and you need to seek it. It doesn't have to be me. And I say this all the time. It's okay if I don't end up being your coach. I'm not going to cry because you didn't sign up for my program. That's not the point. But what I will be happy about is that you came away knowing that you need help and Dean's going to help me get that help. Dean helped me find that help. And now I'm actually going to get that help, because anytime someone walks away or turns away from an encounter with you or me, and we haven't served them to our fullest, we've not fulfilled our duty. We are supposed to help people. And if people don't get along with it, I'm a tough guy. I can be harsh if people, because when people sign up with me and then they start to lie to me about themselves, because I can tell when someone's lying to themselves and trying to share that lie with me. The BS meter just goes bing, 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 bing. And I go, oh, wait a second. You're lying to yourself. You need to spend some time in front of the mirror. And I won't hesitate to say that. And people need to realize that that's who I am. If you're going to lie to yourself to me, I'm going to call you out. I'm going to say, no, you're lying to you. And now you're trying to lie to me. And I won't accept that. You know what? And if you're going to keep doing it, here's your money back. And maybe you'll work better with so-and-so. Because you're refusing to let me help you, right? You asked me for your help, and now you're standing in your own way. And a lot of people don't understand that they are their own worst enemy. That they don't realize that their power is locked in their choices. And their potential is only released when they have the awareness to make the choice to accept the things that are wrong about themselves. If people can't accept what's wrong with who they are, they're never going to accept the reality that they need to change it. And if they don't change it, they're not going to become anything different. They're going to stay in that same rut, making that same mistake, and another decade's going to go by, right? And you only have so many decades, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean,
even though if you get a longer decades in your longevity of your life, which you need to fulfill of being healthy and happy, it's not worth to live a long life with the misery of dying and looking at saying, God, take me, God, take me. And God will say to you, but you are not ready at the moment. I will take you when you are ready. I'm not ready for you to come to me because you are not ready for yourself to come out from that rut which you have created yourself.
Yeah.
So whole life you try to create a wealth and everything for yourself in terms of to be happy when you come to that place.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start enjoying your wealth when you started putting all your wealth into your medicines and your health and everything, because that's what happened. And that's what a lot of people, like a lot of old people who says, oh, let's work hard. When we are going to be 60 or 67, we're going to enjoy our retirement. And one of the partner passed away during that journey. And the person who is alive, he says, what I'm going to do now?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Our lives are meant to be lived in the now. The moment is the only thing that counts. And you need to take, I have a business partner. He's also a mentor who is very, very, he's embraced this in an amazing way. He's not a young man anymore, but he's not old. He's still very, very virulent. He's very, very powerful in his physicality, but he loves to get on a board of any kind, skateboard, snowboard, surfboard, anything, all the time. And he gets a chuckle when he goes to business meetings where, you know, or while he's actually even more so, he gets a chuckle when he goes down the street on his skateboard and he sees people in their offices. And then later on, they're in a meeting together and the person will be saying, didn't I just see you going down the street on a skateboard? Right. And he's, well, yeah, that's because I am living my life now. I'm not waiting until I'm 60 to live my life when I can't ride a skateboard anymore or have as much fun riding it or survive or heal so quickly if I fall. So this, the point that you made, Sam, is so powerful because we need to be in the now. Every moment is when our life is supposed to be lived. If we're thinking about the past, we're living in the past. Now, it's okay to envision the future and plan for the future, but you can't dwell there. You've got to live in the now for the sake of the future and work towards embracing that now. Be aware that the now is the key. The now is the eternal. The now is where life is. It's where you do everything. Try doing something in the past. Try doing something in the future. The only place you will ever be able to do anything is in the now. And that is where people forget their power. They look at the past and say, oh, that happened to me, so I'm going to be like this. Or they look into the future where, oh, I'm afraid of that happening, so I won't do this. And both of those things keep you from the now and keep you from getting to that place that you want to get to.
It's quite insane to see a lot of people, when people say, oh, I will never find or know where there is a peace around me. And I says, why don't you just break the word now here instead of nowhere?
There we go.
Just break the word now here.
Mm-hmm.
And they all say, I never thought of that.
Right.
I says, impossible? Break it.
I am
possible.
Right. 100%. 100%.
And this quick change of mindset brings solace. And they'll say, oh my God, I never thought of that. Never thought of that. I said, listen, I'm not a saint. I've been through my adventures. I've learned so many things. I'm learning. Every day I'm learning new things. Yeah. And I said, you know, we are all learning every day. Be open to learn. Be open to be coachable. Be open to attend what you want to attend. There is not quick fix. There is not a single pill which you will have a pill and you will say, oh, I'm perfectly aligned now. Everything is aligned.
Not gonna happen.
And people are coming to your life and they will make a sort of hypnotic behavior with you, or they will hypnotize you to believe that you are all perfectly fine. When that magic goes from your system, then you realize that you are still the same place where you were started.
That's right. That's
realizing
right.
Realizing that where you were and where you are right now.
They're not even embracing their own power. And the whole thing is that we have more power than anybody understands. Our power is in the moment and is in our awareness. And like I said, when we're born with those two things, awareness and choice, right? I talk about something called the stimulus response gap. When you receive a stimulus from the external world, or even from your own thinking, you have about 0.6 of a second where you instinctively apply your story, the things society taught you, the things that you respond to from a judgment perspective. Expand that 0.6 of a second and give yourself the time to think about it and be aware of the choices you can make and make a better choice. Choose something that's not that old societal standard or propaganda or the lies of the exterior world. The outside world is not where your truth is. Your truth lies on the inside. You'll never get your truth from the outside. And if you can expand that gap just enough to make that choice that will lead you past that lie and to the truth, that's where you're gonna start to find happiness, whether you want to or not, because you're gonna be happy simply because you made the choice and go, wow, what a difference that made. I'm so happy with that. And bang, you've just figured out the secret. And it's no secret. We all have the power. We all have the ability. It's just, it's suppressed, because as soon as the master realizes that you've got that power, he no longer has the power. And now you're not a slave anymore. Now you are your own master. And this is what's being held back. People, the 1% or whoever you want to call it, they want you in a job where you can be controlled. You got so much money, you got so much time, and the rest of the time you're working towards their dream, not your dream. And that's what's wrong with society today, my friend.
This is conditioning, correct? It's all condition. Your condition. You have been competitive since the child, the time you got up and woke up, and your sister said, "Come on, try, just run, better runner than somebody else. Make sure that you get better grades in your schooling." Because that will give us a status in the society that, oh, my daughter is a A-class student in this school and everything. And everybody look at us, oh, yeah, that's what. But that child with whom you are putting a lot of pressure, is she happy?
Exactly.
Tomorrow she do something completely opposite what you are thinking. I've seen so many parents work so hard with their children to get them to a Oxford University, Cambridge University, Massachusetts University, MIT, but the children come out and say, yeah, you asked for the degree, there you go, your degree. I want to be a DJ, I want to be a chef, I want to be this, I want to be that. But you asked for it, I just did it for you. It wasn't my dream.
That's right. And when they get to school, they oftentimes don't even apply themselves on the courses that they've been forced into. They reject it, they rebel from it, and they go ahead and they do what they want to do. Because now you're not there watching over them saying, hey, you got to do this, you got to do that. And now all of a sudden they go out, but they go out without a purpose. They just go out to escape and they lose their purpose. They forget that they're not there to lose themselves. They're there to find themselves. It may not be in the course that they went to go to. And that's where the truth comes in. Are they able to make the choice? Are they able to embrace that awareness and actually create the life they want? Or are they going to remain that, you know, you're crushed down, you're going to do it the way mom and dad said, you're going to do it the way that the professor says, you're going to follow the school rules. I mean, the rules are okay because they're there to help us keep structure, but the structure is there to teach us how to go faster and how to, you know, give you an opportunity to have that adventure on your own terms, right? And people don't understand that. They think that that is their trap. It's not. It's the recipe. But the recipe, that the real ingredient is your spirit, your purpose, who you are. And that's the part that makes it all happen and flow, right? Powerful, very powerful, my friend.
Thank you very much, Deed, for being the guest of my podcast, Chai with Sam Dosa. It's been amazing discussion. We can go on and on. It will go for another 2-3 hours. We will not be able to finish it. But I would say thank you very much once again for your insight about the way of law attraction, the way how you are supporting a lot of people with going through with their mindset and the suicide, especially people are, and you are part of this mentor group. Thank you very much once again. And I would say to people who are going to be listening, please get in touch with Dean. He's based in Toronto, Canada, and he's very open and he's very person who can listen. Journey of listening is another chapter which we will discuss further, because that is another big area I'm very dual upon. And what a lot of people think, that listening is not what you think, is just listen. It's not about listening, it's about being present in the moment of listening. And that's where the beauty or the another journey starts. So once again, thank you very much for being my guest with the Chai with Sam Dosa. And I will put all the information about Dean on this podcast, the description about his website, his links and everything. Please get in touch with him and get a chai with Dean. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Really appreciate it. I had a great time. Thank you. There we go, Sam. That was awesome. Thank you, brother.
It's a pleasure, brother. Thank you very much. Can you stop recording so we can... Yeah.